Good afternoon. Non-conference basketball is on the air as the Door College Defenders get set to take on the Dakota State Lady Tees in non-conference basketball play. The Door College Defenders come into today's contest 10-11 overall, 4-9 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That conference standing, of course, will remain static with this non-conference contest, while Dakota State is 9-13. They stand 1-0 in the newly formed North Star Athletic Association. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. The Door College Defenders and Dakota State Lady Tees renewing a rivalry that dates back to the pre-SDIC days, back when Dakota State was known as General Beadle. Dakota State Lady Tees are 9-13 this season, part of the North Star Athletic Conference, first year of existence for that athletic association. The Lady Tees are 3-2 in their last five games, with wins over McPherson, Bethel of Kansas, and Presentation. The losses for the Madison, South Dakota-based school are to Mount Marty in that stretch. The Lady Tees are 1-9 in 10 games against Great Plains Athletic Conference members. Jeff Dittman's team averages 68.7 points per game while allowing 70 points per contest. Dakota State is getting out rebounded by a 41.2 to 38.4 margin, and they are converting 43.3% of their field goals while opponents are making 37.9%. Kylie Westover is the only player averaging double figures with a 14.4 points per game average, and she has 34 assists and 17 steals. Aaron Radenberg scores 9 points per game and grabs 3.3 rebounds. Brianna Olson scores 7.7 points per game, and Cassie Jacobson is at 7.2 points per contest. Allison Droger chips in with 6.9 points per game, and she leads the team in rebounds with 5.9 points per contest. The Defender women are 10-11 this season, 4-9 in the conference. They're 2-2 in their last four games. They're 3-5 since Christmas. The Defenders are scoring 71.2 points per game and allow 71.2 points per contest. Opponents hold a slight rebounding edge over Dort at 38.9 to 37.7. Craig Steensman's team is converting 41.9% of its field goal attempts, and opponents make 38.9% of their attempts. Dort College is led in scoring by Kira Van Dyke, 16.2 points per game. Kayla Brookeis is good for 10.7 points. Jamie Cook is at 10.5. Danelle Bones, 8.6 points per game, goes along with a team-high 40 made three-point baskets. Jasmine Skelhaus chips in with 6 points per game. Both Kim Cruz and Micah Hulse score 4.5 points per contest. Kira Van Dyke tops the team with 7.3 rebounds per game. Jamie Cook is at 6.1 rebounds per contest. Skelhaus leads the team with 39 assists. Cook has 36 assists this season. Had the opportunity to visit with Coach Craig Steensma earlier today about the matchup between these two teams. And here is what the coach had to say about the matchup between Dort College and Dakota State. Let's visit with Coach Craig Steensman as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on Dakota State non-conference basketball and last non-conference game of the year for you, Coach. Before we head into the final seven games of the Great Plains Athletic Conference season, Dakota State, the opponent today, what do you know about Dakota State? What are their strengths?
Their strengths are offensive movement. They move the ball really well. They cut really well. They use a high-low offense really well, and Allison Droger is a very good 6'3 or 6'2 post player for them, left-hander that I think she leads the nation in shot blocks, and she shoots and scores and rebounds very, very well for them.
Last year you played them down in Madison, got a big lead, if I remember correctly, 20 points plus, about 8 minutes left to go, and then the lid went on the basket for your team. They made a charge back at you. You ended up winning by a narrow margin. Do they have any similarities to last year's team?
Yeah, they have a lot of the same players. They shoot the ball very well. There can be a handful offensively if they get going. They've had really good games and really bad games. They were right there with Northwestern at Northwestern. They played very well that night, and then they've had games also where they've started out slow offensively, and so hopefully our defense will be a factor for us today.
Them playing such an extensive Great Plains Athletic Conference schedule up to this point, does that help you in preparation for tonight's game?
I think it really does, because we can go back and see how they played certain opponents and how they played, for example, Midland or Doan. They've played a lot, almost all of the conference, so we can get a pretty good gauge of how they play, but yet, it's a new game, new day, and so, when they come in here, they're going to get our best shot, and I think that, we will get their best shot as well.
Your team got a much-needed win over Mount Marty on Wednesday. How'd you come out of that one in terms of injuries, health, as you get into this last month of the season?
very, very well. We came out of that game, you know, no significant injuries, nobody banged up. We've had two really, really good days of practice, you know, excellent practice. So that always makes you feel good coming into the game. I think we understand what we have to do today, and hopefully we can continue to get healthier. Elise is out of her boot now, you know, doing some physical therapy type things, and she did her therapy this morning here. And so, you know, that's encouraging to see her back active instead of in a boot. But we'll have you know, the same people healthy as we had on Wednesday night.
Starting lineups for today's basketball game. First of all, for the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 5, Caleb Arkais, a 5'5 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 10.7 points per game. Jasmine Skelhaus is a 5'7 sophomore from Pella, Iowa, averaging 6 points per contest. Danelle Bowen is a 5'7 senior from Sibley, Iowa, averaging 8.6 points per game. Jamie Cook is a 6'1 senior from Randolph, Wisconsin, averaging 10.5 points per contest. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Dort College Defenders will be Kira Van Dyke, a 6'2 senior from Leota, Minnesota, averaging 13.6 points per game. For Dakota State, they are starting number 4, Kylie Westover, a 5'7 senior from Coleman, South Dakota, averaging 14.4 points per game. Brianna Olson's a 5'8 freshman from Rutland, South Dakota, averaging 7.7 points per contest. Number 24 is Aaron Radenberg, a 5'7 junior from Glenham, South Dakota, averaging 9 points per game. Number 32 is Cassie Jacobson, a 5'9 senior from Badger, South Dakota, averaging 7.2 points per game. And number 34 is Allison Droger, a 6'1 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 6.9 points per game. Again, for Dakota State, Jeff Dittman, it'll be Westover, Olson, Radenberg, Jacobson, and Droger. For Dort College, it'll be Brookeis, Skelhaus, Bone, Van Dyke, and Jamie Cook. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The last time these teams were in action, the Defender women beat Mount Marty 69-54. Kira Van Dyke scored 21 points. Danelle Bone had 15. She made 4 of 6 3-point shots. Jamie Cook recorded a double-double of 14 points and 12 rebounds. The Dakota State women handled Presentation 96-65 after leading 44-30 at halftime. Allison Droger and Kylie Westover had 19 and 16 points respectively. Droger had 7 rebounds with 3 assists and 3 blocked shots. Dakota State had a 46-31 rebound advantage. The Defender women lead this series 20-17 and won the meeting last year by an 81-79 margin after leading by a 43-34 advantage at halftime. The Defenders led most of the game by double digits before Dakota State made a late charge, cutting a 76-51 advantage down to 2 points with 51 seconds left to play. A pair of free throws by Jasmine Skelhaus restored order, and the Defenders held on for the win. Kayla Brookhouse had 20 points, Brianna Spronk added 15, Kara Van Dyke scored 13. Dakota State got 28 points by Kylie Westover, and Allison Droger had 17. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the opening tip of today's basketball game right after this. Set for basketball, Jeff Siliasen to throw it up, and we are underway. Dort College controls. They hand it off to Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus for the basketball. She got it from Bone. Comes back right side. Bone. Back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus at the top of the key, right side, Bone. Bone gives it up. Cook, short corner. Reverses around the horn. Left side, Brookeis on the wing beyond the three-point line. Zone defense applied by Dakota State. Kara Van Dyke puts in a short jumper from the left side. Kara Van Dyke with a two-point basket, and the Dort College Defenders lead it 2-0. 2-0 our score. Dakota State with a basketball. Westover. Westover comes back right side to Droger. Droger out front with a basketball. It's Olson. Olson uses up her dribble. Dumps it down low for Droger. Droger, the Edgerton, Minnesota native, has it tapped away, and it's stolen by Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus gets it away to Van Dyke. Van Dyke will bring it into the front court for the Dort College Defenders. She comes right side over to Bone. Bone out front, Skelhaus fakes left, comes back right, gets it away to Bone. Bone with it on the sideline. Lost it, picks it back up, looking for someone to pass to. Dumps it down low for Cook. Cook on the right elbow. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke back to Cook. Cook puts it up, missed it. Comes back outside, Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Bone, 5 to shoot. Skelhaus, high post, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, free throw line jumper, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped away and controlled by Brookeis, deep in the right corner. Comes back over to Bone. Dort College, a fresh 30 to work with. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus out front. Skelhaus gives it up, Van Dyke. Van Dyke shakes left, goes right, shot off the side of the backboard, no good. But Van Dyke will go to the free throw line and will shoot 2. Kara Van Dyke to shoot 2. Van Dyke will shoot a pair. She was fouled in the act of shooting. That foul is going to go on Allison Droger, a senior from Edgerton, Minnesota. First free throw was up and good. I'm going to guess Van Dyke and Droger have crossed paths before. Van Dyke prepping at Southwest Christian. And I'm going to guess Droger prepped at Edgerton Public. With the basketball into the front court. Driving right side with it. Head full of steam is Olsen. Olsen layup coast to coast. 4-2 our score after Van Dyke makes both free throws. Dort College leads it by a deuce. Ball's tipped and controlled by Westover. Westover coming back the other way. Hands it off. Right-handed layup. Left side is good by Aaron Ravenberg. And we're tied up at 4-4. 18:09 left to play in the first half. With it is Skelhaas. Skelhaas to Cook. Cook with it. Lob pass down low. Van Dyke. Van Dyke layup good. Kara Van Dyke with 6 first half points. And Dort College leads it 6-4. 6-4 our score coming back the other way. Dakota State with the basketball. They pass it left side. Dakota State working it around to Westover. Westover dumps it down low for Droger. Droger jumper 12 feet right side. No good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke comes back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas on the right wing. Back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Brookice. Brookice with it. Gives it to Cook. Cook kick out back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas shot on the way. Not good. And the rebound is controlled by Cassie Jacobson. Jacobson with the basketball for Dakota State. Her pass into the front court is tapped away by Brookice. And out of bounds it will be Dakota State basketball on the sideline. Inbounding will be Aaron Ravenberg. Ravenberg to inbound the basketball for Dakota State. She gets the ball inbounded to Brianna Olson. Olson with the basketball on the left side. Comes back out front to Jacobson. Jacobson guarded there by Van Dyke. Jacobson tries to step through. Ball's down on the floor. It's still loose. And now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dakota State basketball. So Dakota State will maintain possession of the basketball after the jump ball is whistled. Throwing the ball in for Dakota State will be Kylie Westover. Westover tosses it in. She finds Brianna Olson. Olson back over to Westover. Westover goes into the corner, intended for Droger. She has to get it deep in the right corner. 5 to shoot. And she steps on the sideline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball throwing it in will be Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets the ball inbounded to Skelhaas. Skelhaas will take it across the timeline. Skelhaas with it in between the circles. She passes high post to Cook. Cook, Van Dyke. Van Dyke layup good. Kara Van Dyke has all 8 points for Dort College so far. And the Dort College defenders lead it 8-4. 16:42 remaining first half. Dakota State basketball. Trojans with it. Lady T's officially. They come back over to Ravenberg. Ravenberg drives in and we've got a hold called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Kayla Brookice. Brookice whistled for the personal. Kayla whistled for foul number one. Team foul number one on the defenders as well. Pass comes into Droger. Droger swinging around, top of the key, Jacobson. Jacobson comes back right side over to Olson. Olson loses the ball. It's controlled by Skelhaas. Skelhaas looking up the floor. She comes back right side over to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball back to Skelhaas. Skelhaas to Brookice. Brookice goes Van Dyke. Van Dyke out front, Skelhaas. Skelhaas with the basketball. Pass comes left side. To Bone. Bone kick out Brookice. Brookice three-pointer is up. Rattles it. No good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook back outside Skelhaas. Skelhaas Bone. Bone with it. Three. No good. Rebound controlled by Olson and a foul called on the rebound against Kayla Brookice, and that's number two on her. And for the second game in a row, Kayla Brookice will have to deal with early foul trouble. Robin Blunt will check into the ballgame. So Blunt checks in. Brookice will check out. With two personal fouls, 15:59 left to play in the first half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Comes back, right side Blunt. Blunt with a basketball down to the corner. And ball's out of bounds, last touch by Dakota State, by Dort College, it'll be Dakota State basketball. Dakota State basketball. Out front with it is Olson. Olson feeds it right wing. And on the baseline is Allison Droger. Droger with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders lead 8-6. 8-6 our score. 15-12 remaining. Comes back left side. On the cut is Cook. Cook, layup good. Jamie Cook with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead 10-6. Dort College coming back the other way. Skelhaus passes it over to Blunt. Blunt out front. Skelhaus. Skelhaus gives it up to Van Dyke. Van Dyke swing pass over the top to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Danelle Bone with it. Comes back right side over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus comes back into the corner. Van Dyke. Van Dyke short jumper is up and good. Kara Van Dyke with 10 points, and the Dort College defender lead is 12-6. With it right side, Dakota State. Dakota State with the basketball. They pass it left side over to Courtney Hamblin. Hamblin gives it up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the basketball over to Blunt. Blunt driving in, left-handed layup, too strong, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Dakota State. Dakota State with the basketball. Comes back right side. And a travel violation against Dakota State. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College will get it back on the turnover. 13:53 left to play in the first half. Bringing the basketball up will be Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma comes back over to Micah Holst. Holst to Newman. Newman is fouled on the play. And Emily Newman will not be shooting free throws. The foul came before any shot. And inbounding the basketball will be Kim Cruz. Cruz to throw it in. Kim Cruz tosses it in over to Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma to Newman, and the ball tapped away from behind. Could have been a foul on Courtney Hamblin. Instead, Dort College will maintain possession of it. They give it over to Robin Blunt. Blunt, left side, Jelsma. Jelsma steps in. 15-footer is good. Jessica Jelsma with the two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders lead 14-6. So Dort College off and running. They have the lead. Courtney Hamblin with the basketball. Hamblin driving in, and she is fouled on the play. Hamblin is fouled on the play. The foul is going to go on Dort College's Micah Holst. Holst to inbound the basketball. Holst whistled for her first personal foul. Dakota State will inbound the basketball. Kendra Lindblad to throw it in. Lindblad gets it inbounded to Hamblin. Hamblin's shot no good. Dakota State with the offensive rebound, extending the possession. They pass it over to Lindblad. Lindblad down to the block, nothing there. And shot no good. Now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College inbounding the basketball. Jessica Jelsma to bring it up. With it left side is Robin Blunt. Blunt over to Kim Cruz. Cruz, shot too strong, no good. And the rebound taken away by Dakota State. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Apologize for the technical difficulties. I think we've got them taken care of. Dakota State has the shot blocked out of bounds. It's 14-6. Dort College leading by 8 with 12:13 remaining in this first half. Dakota State with the basketball. They get it inbounded. Left side pass goes over to Lindblad. Lindblad shot no good. Lindblad on the right elbow. Her jumper no good. And Dakota State can't take the lid off of the basket right now. Dakota State with the basketball and dribbling out to the perimeter. And we have a foul call A foul call against Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt picks up the personal. It's her first. Throwing the ball in for Dakota State will be Kendra Lindblad. Lindblad to toss it in. Ball is inbounded. Dakota State has the basketball. Driving down to the block is Katie Pillar. Pillar's shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Door College. Coming away with the basketball is Jamie Cook. Door College leads by eight. Left side is Cruz. Cruz drives the lane, lays it up with the right hand, good. Kim Cruz with a two-point basket, and Door College has started well in this one, 16-6, and Coach Jeff Dittman may want a timeout, and he does call the timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 16-6. Our score. Left side is Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma to Cruz. Cruz with it on the left side, comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke drives in, right-handed layup is good. Kara Van Dyke with the two-point basket. With the basketball is Jada Swenson. Swenson, pass comes right side. Swenson will put the jumper up, no good. Rebound up over the top, controlled by Dakota State. Dakota State, three-pointer on the way, is good. Dakota State with the basketball, and they score the three-point bucket. On the right side is Cruz. Cruz, shot no good. Controlled by Jelsma, and Jelsma steps on the baseline out of bounds. So a three-point basket by Kendra Lindblad. Makes it 18-9. And with it on the left wing is Kendra Lindblad now for Dakota State. Trailing 18-9. Shot on the way is in and out, no good. Caravan Dyke secures the rebound. And we've got a foul called on Dakota State. Dakota State called for the foul on the rebound. 10:05 remaining in this first half. Dort College leading by nine. We have a player shaken up on the play. That's number 20, Jada Swenson. So Dort College owning a nine-point lead. Well, if we found it sound a little discombobulated, we are. We've got a few different things happening here at the scores table. Had a power issue for a moment. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with another two. Kara Van Dyke piling up the points here in the first half. She's got 14. And the defenders lead at 20-9. 20-9, our score, Dort College by 11. 9:45 remaining in the first half. Dort College has outscored Dakota State 16-5 since the 18:09 mark. With it out front is Skelhas. Skelhas passes back over to Cook. Cook into the corner. Bone. Bone. Corner three. No good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke's shot no good. Well, Van Dyke has it stripped away. Coming up with the basketball is Kendra Lindblad. Lindblad passes right side. Steal by Cook. Cook with the basketball. The turnover charge to Kendra Lindblad. With it on the right side is Bone. Bone back over to Cruz. Cruz looking down low. Instead comes back over to Skelhas. Skelhas to Cook. Cook shot no good. Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 9:09 remaining. First half. Dort College leading 20-9. Free throws on the way for Jamie Cook. Cook, a 75% free throw shooter. First one is up and through. She's got another one coming. 21-9, Dort College extending the lead. Second free throw by Cook is not good. And the Dort College lead is 12 at 21-9. Into the front court. Left side pass, three, no good. Rebound fought for, and we've got a foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on Kayla Burkeis, I believe. And Kayla Burkeis will head over to the bench. That's foul number three on her. Robin Blunt will check into the contest. Dakota State with the basketball. They get it out front to Jacobson. Jacobson with it on the elbow. Dump it to the cutter, and the layup is good. Aaron Ravenberg with a two-point basket. It's 21-11. Dort College with it out front. Skelhaus. Skelhaus over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke right side to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the basketball. Skelhaus passes it right side. Cook. Cook underneath Blunt. Blunt layup good. Robin Blunt with a two-point basket. She'll go to the free-throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Dort College up a dozen again, 23-11, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. 8:35 left to play in the first half. Cook is out. Micah Hulst is in. On the floor for the defenders, it'll be Skelhaus, Bone, Hulst, Blunt and Van Dyke on the floor, completing the five for the defenders. Shot no good by Robin Blunt, but a pushing foul called on the rebound against Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke picks up personal foul number one. Dort College leads by a dozen, 23-11, 8:34 remaining, first half. Bringing the basketball up will be Dakota State. Lady Tees with it on the left side. They pass it over to Swenson. Swenson to Olson. Olson back over to Jacobson. Jacobson driving in, nothing there. Comes back right side, shot off the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Robin Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Robin Blunt ahead to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with it on the right wing. Skelhaus comes back over to Blunt. Blunt, Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up. Comes back over. Right side, Blunt. Robin Blunt down to the baseline. And Robin Blunt is pushed on the play. It's team foul number six on Dakota State. So free throws coming on the next foul. Ball is inbounded. They get it in to Hulst. Hulst with the basketball. Micah with it. Back left side. It goes over to Bone. Bone with it. High post, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Blunt. Blunt on the right wing. Blunt comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it. Shot on the way. Is off the mark. No good. Rebound tap by Hulst. Controlled by Dakota State and Brianna Olson. Pass into the front court is tipped out of bounds by Danelle Bone. It will be Dort College basketball. Beg your pardon, Dakota State basketball, last touched by Dort College. Dakota State inbounding. This is Kylie Westover with the basketball. She hands it off to Brianna Olson. Olson picks up her dribble, passes left side over to Westover. Westover shot on the way from the perimeter, no good. Rebound taken away by Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the basketball. Skelhaus to Bone. Bone with it. Bone dumps it to Van Dyke. Van Dyke. High-low pass intended for Hulst off of her hands. Right back to Dakota State. Lady Tees with the basketball. They pass it over to Swenson. Swenson with the ball. She passes right side to Westover. Westover with it on the right wing. Westover back over to Ravenberg. Ravenberg with the basketball. Ravenberg comes back over to get Jacobson. Jacobson with the basketball. And she may have traveled with it. No, they're going to call a foul. Kara Van Dyke whistled for foul number two. And they're going to say a one and one. No shooting situation that time for Dakota State. It's foul number two called on Van Dyke. Newman will check in. Shooting free throws for Dakota State will be Cassie Jacobson. Jacobson will step to the charity stripe. Down by 12. First free throw is good. So Dort College in a bit of foul trouble now. One player with three, that's Kayla Burkeis. Another with two, that's Kara Van Dyke. Another free throw coming for Cassie Jacobson. Jacobson's second free throw rattles, no good. Rebound controlled by Micah Hulst. Ball is thrown out of bounds, though, on the outlet pass. Turnover gives the basketball back to Dakota State. Dakota State to throw the ball in. And the Lady Tees trigger it into Jada Swenson. Swenson in between the circles out front. She comes back right side over to Ravenberg. Ravenberg over the basketball. Ravenberg comes back over to Westover. Westover, 17-footer straight on, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Michael Holst. Holst with the basketball, back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus right side, Blunt. Blunt with it in between the circles out front, Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone with it to Skelhaus. Skelhaus in between the circles, goes left side, Bone. Bone back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Newman. Newman double team. Used up her dribble, comes back to Skelhaus. Skelhaus drives in, and she is fouled on the play. Jasmine Skelhaus will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. She was fouled in the act of shooting. 23-12, Dort College by 11. Dort College has led by as many as 12 on two different occasions in this contest. First free throw by Skelhaus is no good. She's an 85% free throw shooter. She's got another one coming. Second free throw trying to match the 12-point lead they've held on a couple different occasions, and Skelhaus makes it. She makes one of two, and the Dort College lead is 24-12 with 6:16 remaining. With the basketball is Ravenberg. Ravenberg picks up her dribble. Her pass tipped and taken away by Holst. Holst gets it away to Skelhaus. Skelhaus into the front court. Skelhaus in between the circles out front. She comes right side over to Bone. Bone back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with it on the right side. Skelhaus picks up her dribble, gets it back over to Newman. Newman to Blunt, and Blunt travels with it. Unable to put the ball on the floor quickly enough, and she gets called for steps. Holst and Blunt check out. Cook checks in along with Cruz. Bone, Skelhaus, and Newman are on the floor as well for the defenders. With the basketball is Courtney Hamblin. Hamblin picks up her dribble. She passes right side to Ravenberg. Ravenberg back out front. Three on the way, no good. Rebound controlled by Dakota State. Dakota State with the basketball. And that's a player that we didn't plan on seeing. That's Cherie Gilbreath. Three on the way, no good. Rebound controlled by Dakota State. On the long rebound on the missed three-pointer. And this has not been sharp basketball for the last 4 or 5 minutes. Neither team playing very sharply. Dort College in playing defense. Dakota State will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Lady Tees triggering it in. They get it into the middle of the lane to Bagelka, and Bagelka has it blocked, and then a foul is committed on the ensuing play. Foul's called on Jada Swenson. Swenson picks up the personal. It's team foul number 8 on Dakota State. So Dort College will shoot a 1-1. Jasmine Skelhaus to shoot the 1-1. First one is up and through. Another one coming. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Second free throw is good as well for Skelhaus. And the defenders have their biggest lead of the ball game at 14, 26-12. 5-11 and counting, first half. Swenson with the basketball. Passes to the left elbow. Nothing there for Dakota State's Gilbreath. Gilbreath. Passes right side. Jumper on the way is up and through for Dakota State and Jada Swenson. Swenson makes it 26-14. Love to see Dort College maintain the double-digit lead going into the locker room. They turn it over on the other end as Kim Cruz tried to go baseline and lost the handle. Dakota State will get the basketball back. Dakota State with the basketball. This is Swenson. Swenson in between the circles picks up her dribble. She passes left side Ravenberg. Ravenberg to Gilbreath. And Gilbreath is fouled on the play by Jamie Cook. Cook commits the personal foul. Gilbreath will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Gilbreath has played in 13 games this season. She did not play in the Wednesday win over Presentation. She's averaging 3.4 points per game, 3.2 rebounds. She's making 77% of her free throws. First one is good. Another one on the way for Galbraith. Galbraith's second free throw, trying to cut it down to 10. And that one's good as well. Galbraith makes them both. As I said, she's averaging 3.4 points per game. 26 of 34 on free throws coming into the game. Driving to the lane with the right hand and laying it up is Emily Newman. Newman with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defender lead is back to 12 at 28-16. Dakota State basketball. Pass comes right side. Aaron Begelka. Begelka passes it down to the block. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Westover. Westover comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma right side Newman. Newman might have traveled with it. Drives down to the baseline and she is fouled on the play. Foul charge to the Dakota State Lady Tees. That foul is charged to Hamblin. Hamblin whistled for foul number one. 28-16, Dort College by 12. So free throw on the way for Newman. Newman's free throw is up and through. Emily Newman, a 53% free throw shooter coming into the game, 9 of 17 this year. Now 10 for 18. Another free throw coming. This one's up off the heel, no good. Long rebound, though, and tracked down by Jamie Cook. Cook gets it over to Newman. Newman with the basketball, right side Jelsma. Jelsma, left side Cook. Cook with it on the wing. Cook back over to Cruz. Cruz, right side Jelsma. Jelsma down to the baseline, Cook. Cook around the horn they go. Cruz, 14 to shoot for the defenders. Bone back to Cruz. Cruz to Newman. Newman, right side Jelsma, 9 to shoot. Jelsma back to Bone. Bone sets, fires, 3, good. Danelle Bone with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 31-16. Make that 32-16, beg your pardon. Dort College with their biggest lead of the game. Pass goes right side, Galbraith. Galbraith down to the block. She reverses it. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Bone. Bone ahead to Jelsma. 3:13 and counting. First half. Jelsma picks up her dribble. Comes over to Newman. Newman kick out. Bone. Bone ball fake. Brings it up to the wing. Comes back left side over to Jelsma. Jelsma to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz high post Newman. Newman elbow jumper is no good. Rebound though long taken away by Cruz on the left baseline. Right side Newman. Newman looking for Jelsma. Hands it off to Jelsma. Jessica Jelsma back to the top. Jessica Jelsma with the basketball in between the circles. She'll set the offense. Jelsma right side. Bone. Bone with it. Danelle Bone comes back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz looking inside Newman. Newman fading away. Her 10-footer, no good. And the rebound is tapped and controlled by Jamie Cook. Cook secures it. Back over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma with it in between the circles. She passes right side back over to Bone. Bone underneath Cook. Cook shot, no good. Gets her own rebound back. Jamie Cook back out front. Cruz. Cruz, three-pointer. Got it. Three-point basket by Kim Cruz. Dort College extending the lead to 35-16. 2 minutes remaining in the half. Dakota State with the basketball. Driving in, they kick it right side, Galbraith. Galbraith with the basketball, and she's called for double dribble. Galbraith called for the double dribble. Dort College gets the basketball back. Throwing the ball in will be Caravan Dyke. Caravan Dyke gets it into Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus will bring it up. Skelhaus to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Blunt. Blunt with it. Right side, Skelhaus. Skelhaus with it. Comes back left side. Bone. Bone. Intended for Skelhaus, and it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Dakota State will bring the basketball up. This is Hamblin. Dort College with a 19-point lead. Lady Tees on the right side. This is Brianna Olson. Olson picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Hamblin. Hamblin out front. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound controlled by Dakota State. They look for the post. They feed it down to the post. They get it to Piller. Piller shot no good. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke up the floor quickly. Her long pass into the front court taken back by Westover. Westover lost it. Picked back up by the defenders, and the Dort College defenders want a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. Back with more after this.
Got it.
35-16, Dort College in front. 1 minute remaining, first half. 25 on the shot clock. They pass it over to Blunt. Blunt, right side, back over to Bone. Bone with the basketball, gives to Newman. Emily Newman, deep right corner. Newman passes it to Cook. Cook spins into the lane with a left hand, lays it up strong, good. Jamie Cook with 5 points. Dort College leads 37-16. 12-second difference, shot clock and game clock. Backdoor cut, layup is good for Brianna Olson. Olson makes it 37-18. 1 second difference, shot clock and game clock. Dort College will hold for the final shot if Dakota State will agree. Dakota State right now backing off is Hamblin. Here comes Skelhaus, gets a lane to the basket. She has to take it and gets the layup. Jasmine Skelhaus with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 39-18. Dakota State coming back the other way. Shot on the way, no good. But a foul on the play called on Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt whistled for the personal. That's number two on Robin. Sophomore from St. Paul, Minnesota whistled for the foul. Going to the free throw line will be Kylie Westover. Westover thus far has been shut out. Comes into the game averaging 14.4 points per game and a 93% free throw shooter, and she misses the first one. Entering the game, she was 42 of 45 from the free throw line. She misses the first one. She's got another one coming. This one's up and good. Westover makes one of two. The defenders lead 39-19, 6.8 seconds remaining in this half. So Dort College will get the ball inbounded. Newman gets it into Skelhaus. 6 seconds left. Five, she takes it across half court, gets a screen, three, top of the key, three, no good. And that's the end of the half. Our score, Dort College 39, Dakota State 19. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leads at 39-19 over Dakota State in non-conference women's college basketball this afternoon. Dort College started fast, built a double-digit lead at 16-6, led by as many as 21 at 39-18 after a two-point basket by Jasmine Skelhaus. Dakota State came down, made one free throw. Dort College got a shot at the buzzer that would have extended the lead even further, but that's where we're at halftime right now, 39-19. Kara Van Dyke leading the way for Dort College with 14 points. Dakota State is topped by Brianna Olson and Aaron Rabenberg with 4 points apiece. Pretty good defensive effort by the Dort College defenders thus far. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. It's 39-19, Dort College. 15 of 30 from the floor, 50%, 2 for 10 on threes, 20%, 7 of 11 on free throws for 63.6%. Dakota State, 7 of 29 shooting for 24.1%, 1 for 8 on threes, 12.5%, 4 for 6 on free throws, 66.7%. Dort College out-rebounded Dakota State in the first half of play, 22-18 in women's basketball. Dakota State, 12 turnovers to 9 for the Dort College defenders. Dort College led in scoring by Kara Van Dyke's 14 points, 5 for Jasmine Skelhaus, 5 for Jamie Cook, 3 each for Danelle Bone, Emily Newman, and 5 for Kim Cruz, 2 each for Jessica Jelsma and Robin Blunt. For Dakota State, they're topped by Brianna Olson and Aaron Rabenberg with 4 points each, 3 for Kendra Lindblad, 2 each for Allison Droger and Jada Swenson, 2 for Cherie Galbraith, 1 point each for Kylie Westover and Cassie Jacobson. 8 rebounds for Jamie Cook, 4 rebounds for Kara Van Dyke. For Dakota State, 4 rebounds for Cassie Jacobson, 3 for Courtney Hamblin. 2 assists for Courtney Hamblin, 2 steals for Kylie Westover. For Dort College, Jasmine Skelhaus had 3 steals, as did Jamie Cook. Jamie Cook also credited with 4 assists, 2 for Jessica Jelsma. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at what's happening in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Halftime scores or near halftime. Hastings leads Briarcliff 36-29, Mount Marty over Doan 40-33, Northwestern leads Nebraska Wesleyan 47-22. On the docket for tomorrow, Midland and Dakota Wesleyan will play one of those Sunday matinees at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. That is tomorrow. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
Got it.
39-19 as we start the second half of play. Dort College in the driver's seat, and that is with two of their starters spending significant minutes on the bench in the first half with some foul trouble. Kayla Brookeisen with the basketball on the left side. She's got three personal fouls. She's been shut out so far in terms of scoring. She finds Kara Van Dyke for the basket underneath, and Kara Van Dyke has 16. Van Dyke also spent significant time on the bench in the first half because of two personal fouls. Dakota State with the basketball out front. Allison Droger. Droger with the ball. They pass it out. Three-pointer on the way is up and good for Jacobson. Jacobson with 4 points. Dort College leads 41-22. With it on the left side is Brookeisen. Brookeisen goes to Cook. Cook comes back over to Bone. Bone drops it down low for Van Dyke. Double teamed. Stepping into the three is Skelhaus. Shot no good. Long rebound, though, taken down by Bone. Danelle Bone with the basketball. Feeds it inside to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Cook. Cook right side. Bone. Bone three on the wing. Cook. Three-point basket for Danelle Bone. She's got six, and the defenders have doubled up on Dakota State right now, 44-22. Brianna Olson with the basketball passes it over to Droger. Droger will let fly with a three. The post player stepping out, missing the three-point shot. Rebound controlled by Brookeisen. Brookeisen with the basketball back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Brookeisen. Brookeisen, three, got it. Kayla Brookeisen with the three-point basket, her first points of the day. Dort College leads 47-22. Dort College on the verge of blowing this game wide open. 18-19 remaining in the half. That's in the ball game, actually. Dakota State with it. They go Droger. Droger gives it up to Westover. Westover on the right wing. Westover back over to Rabenberg. Rabenberg with it. Rabenberg comes back right side. Westover. Westover feeds it down low. Reverse pivot out to Droger. Droger, 17-footer, is good. She's got four. Dort College leads 47-24. Three-pointer on the other end by Brookeisen. No good. Rebound controlled by Jacobson. Jacobson over the outlet pass. Gets it over to Olson. Olson left side to Westover. Westover out front with the basketball is Jacobson. Jacobson will put up the three. Missed it. No good. Offensive rebound and put back, though, for Dakota State and Rabenberg. Rabenberg with six. Dort College leads 47-26. With the basketball out front is Skelhaus. Skelhaus, high post, Van Dyke, backdoor cut. Cook, Cook, lay-in good. Jamie Cook with 7 points. Dort College leads 49-26. Dakota State coming back the other way. Westover. Westover with a basketball back to Jacobson. Jacobson feeds it down low to Droger. Droger into the corner. Three on the way over the outstretched hands of Danelle Bone. Shot no good. And the rebound is controlled by Dort College. Coming back the other way. Bounce pass underneath. Danelle Bone. Bone unable to handle it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota State. Well, it's going to be last touch by Dort. It'll be Dakota State basketball. And a timeout on the floor charged to Dakota State. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Bringing the basketball up is Brianna Olson. They feed it down low. Right side, Droger. Droger working on Cook. Droger picks up her dribble. Droger passes it off. It's the return pass, looking down low. Instead, we'll whistle it over to Jacobson. Jacobson on the wing. Back to Droger. Droger puts it on the floor a couple times. Nothing there. Back left side, Olson. Olson, runner in the lane. Shot short, no good. Rebound, though, offense taken by Jacobson. Jacobson, shot no good. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota State. It'll be North College basketball. Jessica Jelsma will check into the ball game. Robin Blunt will check in. Brooke Ice and Skelhaus check out. Blunt gave North College good minutes in the first half of play. Jelsma will come across half court. Jessica with the basketball in between the circles. She passes left side over to Robin Blunt. Blunt to Bone. Bone, three on the way. Good. Danelle Bone with 9 points. North College leads 52-26. Dakota State with the basketball. Out front with the ball is Olson. Olson feeds it left side, Jacobson. Jacobson with it on the wing. Jacobson to Westover. Westover comes back left side. This is Jacobson. Jacobson to Droger. Droger gives it up Westover. Westover in the lane. Her jumper no good. Rebound corralled by Van Dyke. Stripped away though from behind by Jacobson. Dakota State will set it up again. With the basketball is Rabenberg. Rabenberg with it. Rabenberg, step back, 17-footer, no good. Another offensive rebound. Now the ball's on the floor, and we're going to have a tie-up. Brianna Olson is tied up on the play by Jessica Jelsma, I believe. Jelsma eventually got her hands on it, and the North College defenders lead it 52-26. North College in the driver's seat in this one. Ball's deflected by Jelsma. North College will maintain, will play defense again. Dakota State throws the ball in. They get it into Droger. They look for the cutter down low. They give it up to Droger. Droger has to shovel it back outside for Olson. Olson double clutches, shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Jamie Cook. Cook whistled for the personal foul. Number 45, Jamie Cook picks up the personal. That's her second. Free throws on the way for Olson. First free throw by Olson is good. She's got five. Another one on the way. 52-27, North College by 25. Second free throw is up and no good. It's up and good. Rolls in. Beg your pardon. Oh, it's been one of those days. 52-28, our score. North College in front. Pass left side over to Robin Blunt. Blunt left corner. Robin picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Jamie Cook. Cook gives it to Newman. Newman's going to be called for traveling. Dave Schoenrock makes that call. Our three officials today, Jeff Siliasen, Dave Schoenrock, and Ryan Fries. They will be calling the infractions and have been doing so thus far. They're assigned by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dakota State inbounds the basketball. Aaron Rabenberg gives it up to Brianna Olson. Olson with the basketball in between the circles. Olson picks up her dribble. She passes left side back over to Hamblin. Hamblin with it. Hamblin has her dribble. She passes left side to Jacobson. Three-pointer on the way, no good by Droger. Rebound taken away by Robin Blunt. Blunt has Hulst open, doesn't see her in time. Blunt all the way down. Now she dumps it off for Hulst. Hulst layup good. 54-28. Robin Blunt thought for a moment she took that ball in too deep, but she was able to come to a jump stop and was able to get the bounce pass around and gets the assist to Micah Hulst. 54-28, North College in the driver's seat. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound tapped out. Long rebound controlled by Dakota State. Shot is blocked by Micah Hulst. And they're going to call Micah Hulst for that foul. Well, I did not see where the contact came. Micah Hulst whistled for her second personal. Certainly looked clean on top. First free throw is no good by Brianna Olson. She's got another one coming. Olson, 2-for-3 now from the free throw line today. 54-28, North College leading. Second free throw is up and through, so Olson makes one of two. And the defenders lead 54-29. With it out front is Jelsma. Jelsma in between the circles. Jelsma picks up her dribble. She goes high post to Micah Holst. Holst with the basketball. Holst to Blunt. Blunt gives it up. Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz pass down low. And we've got a foul called on the post defense against Dakota State, and that is foul number one on Dakota State in this half. Foul is charged to Dakota State and Julie Munson. Munson whistled for the personal. Pass is inbounded to Robin Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt to Jelsma. Jelsma off of the window, too strong, no good. Rebound controlled by Holst. Gets it back over to Jelsma. Jelsma layup good. Jessica Jelsma with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 56-29. Dort College gradually pulling away in this one. They're up by 27. Seem that they've got this one in hand. Remember last year's contest, though. Dort College led by 25 with a little over 8 minutes left to go, and they ended up having to hang on to win that one. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Michael Holst will check out. Robin Blunt checks out. Newman is in along with Brookice. Van Dyke is getting an extended break on the bench here with her team up 27. Sometimes you get into these games and it becomes about managing minutes. Jessica Jelsma with a steal. Jelsma stops, feeds it left side Brookice. Brookice has to retreat to the perimeter. She does so. Comes over to Cruz. Cruz right side Newman. Newman with a basketball on the right wing looking down low. Newman comes back over to Cruz. Cruz, backdoor cut again. Jelsma. Jelsma reverse layup. Good. Jessica Jelsma with 6 points. Dort College leads 58-29. Dakota State with the basketball on the right baseline. Comes back out front. With it is Munson. Munson will drive in and a foul called on Kim Cruz. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313, and by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. First free throw was no good by Olson. Second one is good. Olson is now 4 for 6 from the free throw line. Dort College leads 58-30. With it, Brookice, and a timeout on the floor charged to Dort College. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Well, I had thought that was a full-length timeout, but just a 30 charged to Dakota State. We return to action. Galbraith is fouled on the play. She goes to the free throw line. She makes the first one. She's got another one coming. She's 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Dort College in front comfortably, 62-31. All you have to do is slam the door if you're Dort College. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. Second free throw on the way for Galbraith. No good. Rebound controlled by Jamie Cook. Cook with the basketball gets it away to Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma will bring it up. Jelsma goes right side over to Brookice. Brookice with the ball at the free throw line. Gets it away, Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke spins down to the baseline. Her shot no good. Too strong. Rebound taken away by Dakota State. Off and running are the Lady T's. Swenson with it. Swenson picks up her dribble. She passes it out front to Westover. Westover feeds it down low. Left side Galbraith. Galbraith to Munson. And a foul on the play called on the Dort College defenders. Foul's going to go on the defenders and number 23, I believe, Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma, the Hudsonville, Michigan native, whistled for her first personal foul. Just like that, Jasmine Skelhaas back up off of the bench. Dakota State has not been sharp today. Have not shot free throws well. Their leading scorer, Kylie Westover, has just 1 point. Their leading scorer coming into the game. She was averaging 14.4 points per game. Now she might make a liar out of me and torch the defenders for 15 over the final 11 minutes or so. Munson makes one of two free throws, and the defender lead is 62-32. Foul called on Dakota State and Julie Munson. Munson whistled for foul number two. Beg your pardon, that's number three on Munson. Going to the free throw line will be Brookice will inbound the basketball. She gets it over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus stops, pops, 12-footer, too strong, no good. Right side, rebound taken away on the weak side by Dakota State. Dakota State up with it. Hamblin feeds it down low to Swenson. Swenson's two-point basket is good, and here come Dakota State. Dakota State trails 62-34, 11 minutes remaining in this ballgame. Lob pass down low to Cook. Cook up, unable to get a good handle on it with that right hand that is bandaged heavily with that broken right pinky. Dakota State coming back the other way. Galbraith in the lane. Her shot, high archer, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke ahead to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook underneath Brookice. Brookice back to Cook. Cook with the left hand. It's up. It's down. Two-point basket is good, and she is fouled on the play. Jamie Cook with 8 points in the second half, 13 for the ballgame. Dort College leads 64-34 pending a free throw. So Jamie Cook will try to extend the Dort College lead. Dort College leading 64-34. Make it 65-34. Dort College has led by as many as 32 today. That was at 62-31. Leading by 31 right now, 65-34, as Dakota State has struggled offensively against the defenders here this afternoon. Pass goes high post, left side to Katie Piller. Piller with a basketball on the wing. Piller back right side over to Munson. Munson drives with the left hand. Her shot is good, and she just bullies her way to the basket. Gets Skelhaus on her heels, and the shot by Danelle Bone on the other end, no good. She's fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. 10:09 remaining in regulation. Dort College leading 65-36. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Dort College leads 66-36, now 67-36 after a pair of made free throws by Danelle Bone. Dort College leads 67-36, Dakota State basketball. Left side with it is Allison Droger. Shot in the lane is up and is good for Jada Swenson over the top of Micah Holst. Dort College leads 67-38. Right side pass, Skelhaus. Skelhaus, three, good. Jasmine Skelhaus with 8 points, and the Dort College defenders lead 70-38. Dort College matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. Pass comes in to Piller. Piller with the basketball, and we've got a foul on the play called on Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt whistled for the personal foul. That's number three on her. Dort College came into the ballgame averaging 68.7 points per game, so with 9:36 left, they are over their season average for offense. Another free throw on the way for Jada Swenson. This one's up and good. So Swenson makes both free throws, and the Dort College lead is 70-40. Dort College basketball, backdoor cut for Bone, and Bone is held on the play. And turning into a foul fest right now, Julie Munson whistled for her fourth personal. Team foul number five on Dakota State. Pass over the top to Holst. Holst on the left elbow. She passes to Bone. Bone to Holst. Holst deep left side. Passes out front to Blunt. Blunt, nothing there. Back out front, Skelhaus. It's straight on three. Misses the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Piller. Piller had to go out to the baseline to get that one. Gets it away to Westover. Westover with a basketball. Westover, they dump it down low to Piller. Piller puts the shot up, but a foul on the play called on Micah Holst. Holst whistled for foul number three. 8:59 left to play. Dort College leading 70-40. That is foul number four on Micah Holst. Cook is in, Holst is out, Cruz is in, Bone is out. 70-41 our score, another free throw on the way for Katie Piller. 70-41, now 70-42. 28 point lead for the defenders. Skelhaas passes left side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt with it on the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Passes to Cook. Cook to Skelhaas. Skelhaas on the wing. Back over to Cruz. Cruz at the free throw line. Comes back over to Cook. Cook to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke drives in with the left hand. Count the hoop, and she is fouled on the play. Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Fouls called on Allison Droger. That's number three on her. Kara Van Dyke to shoot the free throw. She's got 18, and that one's off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled, though, by Jamie Cook. Cook gets it back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Cruz underneath Blunt. Blunt shot, no good. But Robin is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Door College leading 72-42, 8:26 remaining. Our score. Free throw is up and good for Robin Blunt. Blunt with three. Another one on the way. This one is up and no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke's shot no good. This has turned into a three-point possession for the defenders, and they still maintain it. After that missed free throw, they maintain possession on the offensive rebound. Dort College leads 73-42. Jasmine Skelhaas with the basketball. Passes right side over to Robin Blunt. Blunt picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas on the right wing to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke over to Blunt. Blunt steps on the baseline. It's a wave off the basket. And Dort College will play defense. Dakota State basketball. Bringing it up is Julie Munson. Munson, they feed it down low. Shot is up, no good. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota State. It'll be Dort College basketball. 73-42, our score. Jasmine Skelhaas with it. Comes over to Jamie Cook. Cook feeds it down low, Van Dyke. Van Dyke's shot partially blocked by Allison Droger. And here comes Dakota State down by 31. Out front it comes to Piller. Piller to Droger. Droger will step into the three-point shot from the top of the key, and Allison Droger hits it. She's got seven. 73-45, Dort College leading. With the basketball is Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Cruz. Cruz dumps it to Cook. Cook, right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke jumper from 15, right wing is good. 20 points for Kara Van Dyke. Dort College leads 75-45. A 30-point advantage for the defenders. Comes out front to Julie Munson. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Van Dyke. And a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Cook, Skelhaas, Blunt check out on the floor for the defenders. It's Cook, Brookice, Bone, Van Dyke, and Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Passes left side over to Brookice. Brookice to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, right side, Jelsma. Jelsma to Van Dyke. Van Dyke shot blocked, but a foul on the play called on Allison Droger. And Droger has just picked up her fourth personal. Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Kara Van Dyke. She's got another one coming. 76-45, our score. Second free throw good as well. The Dort College defenders lead 77-45. 6:40 left to play in this ballgame. Dort College by 32. Dakota State with a basketball, and we've got a travel called on Kylie Westover. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, Coach Jeff Dittman taking exception to some of those fouls being called on Allison Droger. Dort College basketball leading by 32. Pass over the top for Van Dyke. Van Dyke's shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Putback is good. Van Dyke makes the putback. Dort College leads 79-45. 6:15 and counting. But the basketball is Droger. Droger spins on the block. Her shot is good. Dort College leads 79-47. With the basketball coming back the other way is Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma, her pass deflected. She gets it back. She has the dribble alive now. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it. Ball's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota State and Brianna Olson. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College inbounding the basketball. With it out front is Jelsma. Jelsma goes over to Cook. Comes back to Cook. Cook to Van Dyke. Van Dyke shot off the heel, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Dakota State. Dakota State up and running with it. Brianna Olson. Olson with the basketball. She passes right side Westover. Westover, three, good. Kylie Westover with her fourth point of the day. Dort College leads 79-50. With it on the right side is Brookice. Brookice to Van Dyke. Van Dyke left side, Jelsma. Jelsma down to the baseline. Jelsma puts it up, no good, but she is fouled on the play. Jessica Jelsma will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot a pair of free throws. Dort College will be in the double bonus from here on out. So free throws on the way for Jessica Jelsma. First one is off the side of the iron, no good. Van Dyke and Cook are out. Halston Newman are in. Dort College, it would seem, has this one in hand, 79-50. They've been in control most of the way. Another free throw on the way for Jelsma. This one's off the mark, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Dakota State. Allison Droger gets it away left side to Rabenberg. Rabenberg with it. Rabenberg, step back three, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Jelsma in the middle of the lane. Jelsma ahead to Brookice. Brookice, shot fake, layup good. Kayla Brookice with 5 points. Dort College leads 81-50. Coming back the other way, Dakota State basketball, Brianna Olson. Olson in between the circles. Olson feeds it right side, Droger, gets it back over to Olson. Olson, layup good. She's got 10 points. 81-52, Dort College leading, 4:38 left to play. On the right side is Brookice. Brookice gives it up Newman. Newman right back over to Brookice. Brookice tries to feed it down low, and it's tapped and controlled by Dakota State. Dakota State basketball. Coming up with it, the Lady Tees and Rabenberg. Rabenberg gives to Jacobson. Jacobson shovels it off to Westover. Westover, 6 points. Dort College leads 81-54. 4:08 left to play in the game. 27-point lead for Dort College. Left side it goes to Bone. Bone has it tapped. It's taken away by Olson. Olson, the layup on the other end with the left hand, good. Olson with 12, and the Dort College lead is 81-56. And now on the other end, Danelle Bone. Gets hit hard on the side. And she's going to be assessed by Dort College athletic trainer Chris Fagerness. And she got hit pretty hard that time by Brianna Olson. Olson picks up her second foul in the process. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Shady Yeager will check into the ballgame. She will check in for Micah Hulst. And let's make sure Dort College has five players on the floor. Danelle Bowen will be helped off of the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Free throws on the way for Jasmine Skelhaus. She'll shoot a pair. first one is up and good. She's got 9 points. Another one on the way. 82-56 and 83-56 now. So Jasmine Skelhaus makes both of those free throws, shooting for Danelle Bone. Bone leaves the contest, and she'll head to the training room with Chris Fagerness. On the right side with it, Dakota State. Shay DeAger able to bother the pass. Now it comes back over to Hansen. Three-pointer off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by DeAger. DeAger wrestles it away. She gives it ahead to Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the basketball. Right side it comes. Back over to Blunt. Blunt shot, no good. And the rebound controlled by Dakota State. Dakota State basketball. Dakota State up with the basketball. And we've got a hand check called on Dort College and Robin Blunt. And Blunt has just picked up her fourth. 3:07 remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Robin Blunt will check out of the contest. Played some pretty good minutes today. Pressed into action a little bit more than normal because of the foul trouble experienced by Kayla Brookhuis. Summer Bailey shooting free throws for Dakota State. Her first free throw is good. She's got another one coming. Second free throw is up, and this one's good as well. Bailey makes both free throws. And the Dort College lead is 83-58. This is going to be one of those ball games that's going to end up with a margin that's not going to indicate how much Dort College dominated this contest. Paige Angbers passes left side over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus three, good. Jasmine Skelhaus makes it an 86-58 ball game. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dakota State. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Paige Angbers with a rebound of the missed shot by Galbraith, and the Dort College defenders have the lead in the basketball, 86-58. Comes over to Newman. Newman on the right elbow. Newman, spin move into the lane. Nice shot. Good. Emily Newman with a two-point basket. She's got five, and the Dort College defenders rolling right now, 88-58. There will be no comeback today for Dakota State like last year. Newman's free throw, no good. And now a foul called on the rebound, and not sure who that one's going to go against. It's going to go on Newman, so Emily Newman picks up the personal. That's her first. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Free throws on the way for Dakota State, and making the first one is Summer Bailey. She's got another one coming. Dort College in front, 88-59. This one's up, in and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Shady Egger. Dort College leads at 88-59. With it, driving in is Cruz. Cruz is fouled on the play by... Well, she dumped it off. Shay DeAger got fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Jordan Hansen. That's Hansen's first. Dort College took the drama out of this one pretty early. It was 8-6. Dort College led by two. They went on a 10-0 run to go up 12 and have not led by less than 10 since. They've extended the lead to 30-plus on a couple different occasions. And right now it stands at 29 at 88-59. And a foul called on the rebound. That's going to be it for Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt, her fifth personal foul. 2:07 remaining in the contest. So Robin Blunt will check out with 3 points. Blunt, the sophomore from St. Paul. Fouls out. Pretty effective minutes, though. She was active on defense. Free throw by Bagelka is good. She's got another one coming. So another free throw for Bagelka, averaging 1.8 points per game, and she makes them both. 88-61, Dort College leading by 27. final margin is not going to indicate how wide this one was played at most of the second half, though. Door College has been in front throughout. Really not much trouble today for the Defender women. Pass comes right side to Angbers. Angbers, they look down low. Newman looking for DeAger. Newman picks up her dribble, feeds it underneath to DeAger. DeAger's shot, no good. Gets her own rebound back, shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Dakota State. Coming up with it is Lindblad. Lindblad, pass over the top, and it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. 1:37 remaining. So Dakota State to throw it in. They get it into Galbraith. Galbraith off of the glass, good. Galbraith with five by my count, and the Dort College defender lead is 88-63. 88-63, our score. Jelsma passes left side, Angbers. Angbers with it. She'll spot up, cast up a three, and drains it. Paige Angbers guns one through, and the Dort College defenders lead 91-63. Shot in the lane by Galbraith is no good. Rebound controlled by Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball. 1 minute remaining. Cruz driving all the way to the hoop. Lays it up with the left hand. Good. Cruz weaves her way through. She's got seven, and the defender lead is 93-63. Three-pointer answering back is Kendra Lindblad. She's got six. 93-66. Dort College leading. 49 seconds remaining. Jelsma gives it to DeAger. DeAger layup, good. Shea DeAger with the two-point basket. Dort College leading 95-66. And I believe everyone in uniform today has scored at least 1 point for the defenders. Taking a look if there's anybody on my score sheet who has an open line beside their name, and it doesn't appear that I do. That's 12 players in uniform today for the defenders. 12 players have scored. 95-67, our score. First free throw is good for Dakota State's Jordan Hansen. She's got another one coming. This one's up and good as well. Hansen makes both free throws. And the Dort College defender lead is 95-68. Bounce pass down low, DeAger. DeAger layup good. She's got four. 97-68, Dort College leading. Dakota State with the basketball. Driving in is Lindblad. She kicks it into the corner. Three, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Newman for Dort College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Dakota State inbounding. Left side is Kendra Lindblad. Lindblad throws it over the top. She finds Jordan Hansen. Hansen gives it to Lindblad, and the two-point basket is good. Two-point basket for Dakota State's Kendra Lindblad, and that's how it's going to end. 97-70, our final score as Dort College dribbles out the clock. Dort College improves to 500, 11-11 overall. Dakota State slips to 9-14. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of today's women's college basketball game right after this. Dort College defenders victorious this afternoon by a final score of 97-70 in women's college basketball. The Dort College defenders improved to 11-11. While Dakota State slips this afternoon to 9-14. Dort College took the drama out of this one early. After leading 8-6, they scored the next 10 points to go up by double figures at 18-6. And were never seriously challenged the rest of the way, leading 39-18 at halftime. They led the second half, much of the second half, by 25 points plus. And the Dort College defenders rolled to the win by a final score of 97-70. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College defenders led unofficially this afternoon by Caravan Dykes, 24 points, while Dakota State was topped by Brianna Olson unofficially. She had 12 by my count. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with the numbers and more on the Wireless World post-game wrap right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu as we get into the Wireless World post-game wrap. Before we get to the numbers, let's visit with the coaches, and we'll also visit this afternoon with Dort College senior Jessica Gelsma. Gelsma is a senior from Hudsonville, Michigan. We'll visit with her first of all. And Jessica, congratulations. Good win for your ball club this afternoon, and just a solid win. You were in control the whole way, it seemed.
Yeah, no, definitely. It was a great team win. All of us came together and played really hard. I thought it was incredible that every girl contributed, every girl scored that play today. I thought that was really special.
I noticed your reaction when Shea Dieger got that layup to get her into the scoring column, and I started doing the figuring on my tally sheet and saw that everyone scored. That is a big deal for this team, isn't it?
No, definitely. It's really important to me, especially that the girls who can't play every game, they stand up and they cheer louder than anyone. So when they get a chance to play, we want to make it special for them. Whether they get a rebound, we're going to stand up and cheer, or assist, or even better, they get a score. And that's kind of me and Shay's secret play, the pick and hard roll to the right side. And it's worked two times for us now, so yeah, it's really special.
2-0 this week, a much-needed 2-0 week. Wins have been hard to come by here after Christmas. Each one comes with a lot of work. Your team picked up those two this week. Describe how it lifts. Basketball is fun and all, but it's also fun to win along with it. To get two wins this week, I would imagine, is good for this ball club.
No, definitely. Much, much needed. Yeah, we've been struggling a little bit. In California, we got a huge win against the NCAA D1 school, that was San Diego Christian, and we played really well against the other school we played. Can't think of their name.
Westmont.
Right now. Yeah, Westmont. Thank you, Mr. Biker. But yeah, it was huge this week. I mean, the GPAC is the most competitive in the NAI D2, and so to have two big wins, and I mean, it started with defense, I think. Usually we have a hard time with defense, and we worked really hard on that, so that was huge. And yeah, it was just great to see that, you know, we work hard on defense, offense will come after that.
Seven games to go in this regular season, seven games to go in effect for your college regular season and for your career. What do you want to get accomplished yet in this last month or so of the basketball season?
You know, just keep improving. I mean, taking every game for what it's worth. You know, especially as seniors, us six, you know, we're getting Elise back, which I cannot wait for. I mean, she's a huge threat, both offensively and defensively. But just keep working together, and every day in practice, go at it hard, you know. All of us have busy school schedules, but once we're here as a team, to keep working and just, you know, remember that we don't know when the next time we could play is. So keep using that as, like, the fuel for our fire.
Senior year for you. I believe you're student teaching, is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Where are you student teaching at?
Right now I'm at Boyden Hall. It's middle and high school, 7th through 12th, and I'm loving it.
So I imagine come the next couple of months you're going to be looking for a teaching job?
Yeah. Wherever the Lord leads me, I'm willing to go. I'm hoping it's a little closer to Michigan just because my family, who's listening right now, so hi, Mom and Dad, I love you guys. But, yeah, hopefully a little closer to them by my support system. But if it's out here for a couple of years, hey, you know, I'm willing to go wherever God leads me.
Very good. Jessica, thanks for stopping by, and congratulations on the wins
today. Hey, thank you, Mr. Biker.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. It does make me feel old when they call me Mr. Biker. I will admit to that. Coach Craig Steensma is going to take a seat beside me now. And, Coach, good win for your ball club. As I said to Jessica, 2-0 this week. We both know that 2-0 weeks don't come that often, especially in college basketball. And your team worked hard, got a couple of home wins this week to vault you into next week.
Yeah, it's always nice to have the two wins are great, but to have two home games in a week is a rare too, and that's a nice thing when you can be at home for the whole week with practice and the schedule and things. So I thought we played really, really hard defensively in the first half and then the start of the second half as well, and kind of ended it. You know, even though we gave up a lot of points toward the end there, you know, the outcome wasn't in doubt at that point.
You took the drama out of this one early. You played some pretty good defense. I looked up at the scoreboard at one point, and I think, what was there, about 6 minutes left in the half, and Dakota State was still at 12 or 14 points.
Yeah.
Even though your offense wasn't always clicking, you had gotten a double-digit lead on the strength of the defense. What was it about your defense that seemed to be giving Dakota State trouble?
And I think energy, ball pressure, and then just trying to make them shoot over us. Make them shoot over us and block out and go get the rebound. And you know, anytime you can hold a team to 19, or I think 19 or maybe 20, that, you know, that's great. You're doing something very well. And, you know, I think that the energy off the bench was really apparent to me. You know, everybody that played off the bench played really hard and just gave us a spark and a lift. And I thought, you know, like Jessica Delsma, but Kim Cruz and Robin Blunt came in and gave us great energy. So that was good to see.
Everybody scored this afternoon for your team, 97 points offensively. Why were you able to score 97 points and shoot such a high percentage, going 37 for 67 from the floor? Why'd that happen?
I think good passing, and we were able to share the ball well. You know, we made the extra pass a lot today, and that led to basket cuts and layups, or post players were getting the ball. And, you know, in terms of sharing the ball, I thought we did a great job today.
Coming up next week, you go on the road to Briarcliff, a team that got you in overtime the first time around here at the DeWitt. And that's one that you probably feel like you let slip away. You need that one on Wednesday as you prepare then for Hastings on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a tough challenge next week. It'll be a lot of fun. You know, we're looking forward to going to Briarcliff, and that game is an important one for us. And Hastings on the road is another really important one for us. If we can get both of those, you know, that would be really good.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a rundown of the numbers on the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Taking a look at the scores from around the conference as well at the moment. And some things getting pretty muddy yet before this is all said and done. Let's take a look, first of all, at the numbers, though, from today's women's college basketball game. North College, 37 of 67 from the floor. That comes out to 55.2%, 8 of 19 on threes, 42.1%, 15 of 26 on free throws, 57.7%. North College out-rebounded Dakota State 43-36. Turnovers, Dakota State 15, North College 14. For Dakota State, 22 of 61 from the field, 36.1%, 5 of 18 on threes, 27.8%, 21 of 28 on free throws, 75%. It did not seem like they were shooting free throws that well today, but in the end, they end up 21 of 28. Dort College was led in scoring today by Kara Van Dyke's 24 points, 14 points for Jamie Cook, 13 by Jasmine Skelhas, and 11 for Danelle Bone. 7 points for Kim Cruz, 6 for Jessica Jelsma, 5 each for Emily Newman and Kayla Brookice, 4 for Shade Yeager, 3 each by Robin Blunt and Paige Angbers, and 2 by Micah Holst. For Dakota State, 11 for Brianna Olson, 9 for Allison Droger, 8 for Kendra Lindblad, 6 for Kylie Westover, 6 for Erin Rabenberg, 4 for Julie Munson, 8 by Jada Swenson, 3 for Summer Bailey, 2 for Jordan Hansen and Katie Piller, 5 for Cherie Galbraith, and 2 for Erin Bagelka, for their total of 70 points. Cassie Jacobson led Dakota State with 7 rebounds. Dort College was paced by Jamie Cook's 10, and Kara Van Dyke had 9. 7 assists for Jamie Cook and 4 steals. She had no turnovers, and she played 26 minutes today. 3 assists for Kayla Brookice, and 2 for Kara Van Dyke. 4 assists for Jessica Jelsma, 3 to Robin Blunt, and 2 for Kim Cruz. Once again, our final score, Dort College wins in women's basketball, 97-70. GPAC women's basketball scores from earlier today: Hastings over Briarcliff, 76-62. Doan over Mount Marty, 71-61. Northwestern defeats Nebraska Wesleyan, 103-53. Midland and Dakota Wesleyan will play tomorrow afternoon at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back checking in with the men's basketball pregame show right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.